BHH Productions presents KB Cabaret, an original variety show, with your host, Bree Harvey.
Hi, folks. Welcome to KB Cabaret. My name is Bree Harvey, head writer and producer of this show. KB Cabaret is a calabaloo of original skits, songs, poetry, and short stories. What's calabaloo, you ask? Magic, from a child's creative imagination. I was 5 when I coined that word, and it's been around my family ever since. The settings originate from my hometown, Parlor City, and the stories originate from people
Names,
who
characters,
are...
places, and incidents either are products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. Any resemblance to actual events or locales or persons, living or dead, is entirely coincidental.
Thank you, Bonnie. That, folks, obviously was my lawyer. Starring my friends, the Parlor City Players, Judy McMahon, Bonnie DeForest, Charles Berman, John Carey, John Montgomery, and myself, Bree Harvey.
Welcome to our town, welcome to Parlor City, where our friends come out to play. When neighbors don't leave, they stay and chat a while. Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
This week on KB Cabaret, we are happy to feature an interview with and songs from Randy McStein.
Welcome to our town, to KB Cabaret.
Mornings are a special time for me. My rituals are simple. A good cup of coffee, soft classical music, and a little daily feature in our local newspaper called Advice with Granny Ada.
Dear Granny Ada, I have a problem, and I never thought I would have a problem I would need to share on air, or in private for that matter. You see, I have been so happy for the last 6 weeks, I thought it would last forever. I love Sam, my new boyfriend. He has the same interests I do. He's funny, outgoing, romantic. Sam buys me a rose daily, brings me coffee, takes long walks in the park with me. It's heaven. Here's the problem. Other women like him, too. He texts, messages several lady friends when we are together. And some of my girlfriends have told me they have seen him with one or the other of these ladies for lunch. We only see each other on weekends. But now I wonder if he leads a 2, maybe even 10-timing life. He told me we are exclusive and I should not be jealous. Well, I am, especially since I just spent Valentine's Day alone with a dozen roses Sam sent me. Apparently, he needed to visit a sick friend in the hospital that evening. Am I being foolish? Signed, Lonely Lovebird.
Dear Bird, how delightful. Having a weekend love relationship with a man with several woman friends. Albeit there's nothing wrong with having friends of the opposite sex, and I'm usually all for it. There seems to be something wrong with your honey's behavior. His preoccupation with texting and messaging his lady friends on your little time alone seems inconsiderate, if not alarming. And although you have discussed his communication, Sam, old boy, has not chosen to tell you about his personal tete-a-tetes with these ladies. Your friends do it for him. Lovebird would not be my word of advice for you, dear. I prefer the word ostrich. You seem to have your head stuck in the sand when it comes to this 10-timing Romeo. Wake up, honey, and smell fishy for what it is. P.U. This man's fresh habits stink. Move on or be part of the harem. Up to you. Thank you for writing, honey, and have a nice day. Granny Ada.
Hey, Dutch. Glad you could help me out here. I'm just putting the finishing touches on my, tax service.
Tax service? What a great idea, Madge. How does it work?
Well, the customer comes in and he says he wants his taxes done, and then he hands you his W-2s in a briefcase. You bring the W-2s to me in the back room, and if it looks good, I hand you another briefcase with the tax returns. Everybody gets what they want, and we all go home happy.
Genius! You've masterminded another scheme, Madge. Glad I could be a part of it.
There's our first customer, Dutch. Go get his W-2s.
I won't let you down, Madge. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Madge's tax service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to get my taxes done.
Certainly, sir. Did you bring your W-2s?
Yep, right here in the briefcase. Now, how long will it take for me to get my tax returns back?
Just a few minutes, sir. Have a seat and enjoy some coffee.
Perfect. Nothing better than a good cup of coffee in the morning.
I'll be right back. Here you go, Madge. One briefcase full of W-2s.
Let's see. 10 bundles of W-2s. Everything seems to be in order. Okay, Dutch. Go out and give him the briefcase full of tax returns.
What a great role model you are, Madge. I can only aspire to follow in your footsteps someday.
Ah, shucks. Go on and get out of here before I start to tear up.
Here you go, sir. One briefcase full of tax returns.
You don't mind if I have a look inside before I leave, do you? Just for safety's sake. My boss is pretty particular, you know.
Hey, I know what it's like. My boss is pretty particular, too. Go ahead and look inside. I think you'll be very pleased with the, tax returns.
Oh, yeah, it all looks good. These are some fine-looking tax returns, and I'm sure my boss will be very pleased.
Pleasure doing business with you.
Back at you, and thanks for the, coffee.
Madge, that went like clockwork. This is working out great.
Ah, there's another customer. Keep up the good work, Dutch.
Ah, good morning, ma'am. Welcome to Madge's tax service. How can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get my taxes done.
You mean your taxes?
Yes, my taxes.
Did you bring your W-2s?
Oh, yes, here they are.
But these are just W-2s.
What do you mean, just W-2s? They're W-2s. That's what you need to do my taxes, right?
You didn't bring any W-2s?
Yes. Didn't you hear me? I brought you two W-2s, one from me and one from my husband. Now, please, can you get started on my taxes? I have another appointment in a half an hour.
Just a moment. Let me consult with my superior. Madge, we have a problem. There's a lady out there who wants to get her taxes done.
You mean her, taxes?
No, her taxes. What do we do?
She didn't bring any W-2s?
No, just a couple of W-2s.
Oh, no. This has never happened before. Do you know anything about doing taxes?
No. I only know how to do taxes.
Let me talk to her. Maybe she's just being coy. Good morning, ma'am. Do I understand correctly that you want to get your taxes done?
Why is everyone asking me that? Yes, I want to get my taxes done. Right now, if possible. I've already been delayed quite a long time with these insane questions of yours.
And you really didn't bring any W-2s?
Yes, I have two W-2s. I already showed them to that other guy. Why is that so hard for you people to understand?
Well, it just that it's so unexpected.
Unexpected? Someone comes into Madge's tax service with two W-2s and wants their taxes done, and you think that's unexpected? What kind of place is this, anyway?
Well, I think I'd better consult with my tax preparer. Give me a minute. Help yourself to some coffee.
Well, hurry up. I don't have all day.
Dutch, Go out there and get rid of her. She's going to screw up the whole operation. Taxes, who would have thought?
Right away, Madge. Sorry, ma'am, but due to our heavy workload, we're not able to process your taxes today.
You people are just plain incompetent. I'm going to one of your competitors, and I won't be back. Goodbye. Oh, and by the way, your coffee is terrible.
The master pulls his strings. The great purveyor of people, places.
I'm in studio with a very talented man, and his name is Randy McStein. Some of you may have heard of him. He plays many instruments, and he has a wonderful singing voice. And I'm so honored to have you here, Randy.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, I'm listening to your songs, and in this particular one that we're going to be hearing soon, called The Master, this is off of your a new album that's coming out called The Blank, am I right?
It's called Blank, yeah.
Yeah. Just Blank?
Yeah.
Okay. So, No The Blank. Now,
no
I'm
The.
Listening. Yeah.
The Blank.
Okay. Why did you come up with that name, by the way?
I think it really came out of a matter of this album is, for me personally, kind of a turning point, and I haven't actually made a quote-unquote solo record, meaning under the Randy McStein name, since I was a really young kid. And it felt like, and so that combined with the fact that the style of this record musically is something that I haven't really tackled before overall. I've sort of hinted at some of these different elements, but I really kind of dove in with this one. And so I just simply felt like this is like hitting the reset button or having a kind of a blank slate and as a title.
And that's exactly what I was thinking, the metaphor for tabula rasa or
sure.
The blank slate, like you said. All right, so The Master, one of my favorites of the ones that I've been listening to. This reminds me of George Harrison, maybe? I don't know. I mean, is he an influence on your music, or was that even, does that even in your mind?
To answer the first question, absolutely an influence, for sure. In particular, the All Things Must Pass record has always been a big influence on me, and of course, everything he did in the Beatles. But I wouldn't say for this track in particular that I would call it a conscious influence. You know, I think what happens is that I listen to so much different music, and all of that stuff is in there probably subconsciously, and it gets stirred into the soup, you know. I've played this track for a few people. Somebody else, funny enough, mentioned a John Lennon tribe. And I guess maybe just the Beatles have imprinted their DNA on just about anything at this point. You know, I love George Harrison. I wasn't thinking of that necessarily.
Well, this has it has a beautiful tone to it. It just, it's haunting. It's haunting. So you, my listening audience, have the honor to listen to this great song called The Master.
The master pulls his strings. The great purveyor of people, places, things we think are without a question or point of view. To know is to kill. To doubt is the toxic pill. From merchants of deceit, sold for a piece of the closest seat to paradise. A pair of dice thrown into a stream of conscious words and fear to realize the drop through the air.
To hear the rest of this show, download our new KB Cabaret app. There you will be able to hear all of our new shows, our archive shows, and find the multitude of recipes that our chef extraordinaire has created just for you. You will find our app on Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, or Burberry. Just search for KB Cabaret. That's KBKABARET. We love having you stop by, and thank you for listening to KB Cabaret.